Good morning. 71 degrees. Yeah, remember the movie? Good Morning Vietnam with Adrian Cronauer. I mean, he really dragged it out. Remember, Jason?
Yeah.
That was
a good movie.
Good morning, Western Wisconsin. Something like that, you know? So
I think so. Yeah. I'm wondering if you could drag that on the entire 5 minutes.
Wow.
You have the breath support to carry that. I haven't thought of that movie in a long time.
Yeah, one of the many great movies from the late Robin Williams. So, remember Mork and Mindy, the sitcom he did? That was an offshoot of Happy Days.
Yes, I do remember that. And I would not have immediately recalled that it was an offshoot of Happy Days. But now that you say that, I remember that. So, yeah.
And in fact, as I briefly said, we brought up what do they call it when one sitcom's a spinoff, right? A spinoff.
Yep.
And because, I don't know, I was the doorman holding the door or something at church on Sunday. And so I always say Carlton the doorman, and that takes me to the sitcom Rhoda with Valerie Harper, which was a spinoff, one of many, actually, from Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes. We talked about that just on Sunday. That's right.
I'll play TV history, 1970s TV history, Alex. You know, that's my Jeopardy category.
Yeah, I think you would beat me in that. I think you would. I think one of my favorite spinoffs, I loved Frasier, which was a spinoff of Cheers.
Yeah.
That was a really good show, too. So
people were referencing, the Bucks did horrible last night, and people were referencing the show Frasier because of apparently the relationship between Coach Mike Budenholzer and Brooke Lopez, that apparently they can just really go at each other, but yet everything, you know, they get it all out in the open and then everything's fine. So, and they were referencing that to be like Frasier.
So it's weird. All of these overlaps this morning.
Was that what the brother Frasier and his brother did, or his dad, or what?
Yeah, I think it was, well, certainly with Frasier and his father that happened, but with Frasier and Niles as well, his younger brother, the two of them would often have significant conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
The
question of the morning, actually, on a lighthearted note, was supposed to be, because we like to do something that's, you know, just with our feet on the ground and then something that's more highfalutin spiritual. But whether we get there or not, we'll see. But the question, it's Pet Appreciation Week. And so our dogs and cats are wondering, what do you got for me? But we're just wondering, what do you appreciate about your pet or pets?
Well, so here's the thing. I don't know if I can give a lot of appreciation for my pets this morning.
Why?
So my backyard is currently split in half. I'm trying to regrow grass on one half of my yard. And I found my two dogs on the prohibited side of the yard last night. And Juniper, our puppy, had a baby bunny in her mouth that she had killed.
Oh, wow.
She's an efficient killer, and sometimes we don't want her to. And so, needless to say, we had words last night. In terms of what we appreciate about our pets, we have a set of siblings named Benny and June. A movie reference for those who have not picked that up. But, they're both really affectionate. Ben is happy all the time. He's the happiest dog I think we've ever had. And so even when we're down, he's feeling well. And it's just, that's such an encouragement, I think.
Yeah, that's good. We've got more pets than I'd ever imagined having in a family I was a part of. Two dogs and two ferrets. And, Athena, I mean, I call her my little fluffer nutter. I mean, she's just full of, and so these are hot days for her. She's very, she's like, wow, winter is preferable probably. And then, Wesley is just the most loving entity that God's ever created. So that's awesome. He's our little, mini poodle. And, we've got, the ferrets, Gizmo and Lucy, always are testing me where I need to bend down to wipe up the mess they made. So that's kind of the deal on that. All right. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, that's good. I was going to say, I think we still outnumber you in pets because we also have two sugar gliders and two guinea pigs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But.
Well, it's important to appreciate them too.
Sure. Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's see. We'll save all the spiritual content maybe for another day. So
sounds good.
Pending questions are all this talk about wholeness. What do you mean? And then also self-care. And why is that a big deal? So we'll try to tackle those Wednesday and Thursday before we part company. Thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We have a Russian blue cat, and every morning he will climb up on me and curl under my arm and start to purr. I sort of look forward to that every day.
Good morning, WWIB. I'm calling in to talk about my pet Penelope. She is a potbelly pig, and I appreciate her because she makes me laugh every single day. Whether she is being a ninja pig and hiding where I cannot find her, which is kind of hard to believe because she's 250 pounds, or if she's sticking her head in the weeds to go potty and thinking that we can't see her. She literally makes me laugh every single day. It's so crazy having a potbelly pig for a pet. Have a great morning.
Well, it is Pet Appreciation Week, and we're asking you on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670 what you appreciate about your pet. We've heard folks talk about their cat or their pot-bellied pig, but boy, nobody on dogs yet. So I have mentioned earlier our dog Athena. She's my little fluffer nutter, a mini Aussie shepherd. She's kind of warm these days, you know, and she's like, I need to get in the air conditioning. And our mini poodle, Wesley, is the most loving being that God ever created. So he's awesome. And our ferrets, you know, I don't feel quite as deeply about that.
But they're there.
Gizmo and Lucy and usually require me to bend down and clean up after them. So how about you, Susan?
Well, we have Tip, who's 2, and we have Clemmy, who's 9, and they are both dogs. They're both from shelters. And I think every little puppy is cute, and it's been fun to see Tip turn into this little pugnacious kind of like guard dog. And then Clemmy has got this long aquiline nose that the vet said, I think she's part greyhound or whippet or something. Huh. Anyway, yeah, they bring me a lot of joy. And like, I like it when I cry, which is, I don't know, not that frequently, that they'll just kind of come over and sit by me. Mm. And I think the Holy Spirit's in you, puppies. Yeah.
So what I appreciate about our dog, Arlo, who, again, has grown from, we saw on, I don't know, his Facebook memories or Google photos or whatever, how small he was and how short a time it was that he stayed small when we first got him from the shelter. And now I think he's lost a little weight, but he's still around 90 pounds. But what I love, even though, you know, I'm not the world's biggest pet dad, right?
Right.
Just not really my style. But my youngest child, specifically Nora, just loves her Arlo.
Aww.
Just and so when she wakes up in the morning or when we get home from being gone for a while, she'll just, again, pitter-patter with open arms running over to her dog because it's her dog and she's always, you know, just hugging on him. And so what I appreciate most about our dog is the joy that he brings to my child. Because when he brings my child joy, he brings me joy.
Yeah.
And so that's what I appreciate about our big old Anatolian Shepherd and Black Lab Cross Arlo.
There you go.
And I love when dogs are older, they settle down a little bit. They don't jump up to see you, but you'll walk by and you'll hear this thump, 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 thump of their tail. It's like, you're happy to see me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing like it. You're sitting down to watch the show and Wesley will just come and just sit right by me and you just feel special.
Yeah.
So, all right, so we're on the road a lot. It's summertime and you know, we can think about ourselves and, man, I can't believe how those people are driving. But what about our driving? What about us showing courtesies toward other drivers, particularly what about toward truckers?
Uh-huh. For those who are, again, over-the-road truckers, you're logging more hours, more miles than all of us. And to be honest, we've probably all had times, too, where we're like, oh, I'm trying to get here or merge there. And maybe it's our own fault that we didn't plan out what our turn lane was soon enough. But it's like, oh, the truck is in the way. But let's take the focus off ourselves for a little bit and actually think about, well, what's it like driving a massive vehicle like that with so many cars zipping around you? How can we be more courteous to those who are driving semis? And so we have a list here. And again, if you are an over-the-road truck driver, we'd love you to call in. Leave us a voicemail at 715-396-1670 if you have something to add to this. But what are just some road courtesies that we can share with truckers? So here's the first one. Stop at the stoplight where indicated. Sometimes the line is far back from the intersection to allow trucks to make a turn. So again, when you have like almost a full car length past that stop line, you actually could be inhibiting a semi from making a turn.
I got
they
it.
Leave the room there. So
there we go.
That's a good one. How about don't drive behind a truck with your high beams on. We might not have rear view mirrors, but we do have giant side mirrors that shine your headlights directly into our faces.
And again, these coming from actual truck drivers saying, hey, you know what? That's really distracting and unsafe.
Right.
Truckers say, hey, please do not merge onto the highway at 40 miles an hour. Ugh, you're putting yourself, me, and everyone else in danger when you do this.
Get up to speed on the ramp so that you're safely merging.
Uh-huh. I mean, you think about that. Again, you don't have a little Miata or something when you're in a semi that you can just, you know, zip in between the lanes, which isn't terribly safe anyway. So, again, if you're making them change lanes, that's more of a process. So be courteous. Again, some road courtesies regular drivers can offer our over-the-road truckers. One driver says, if I move over to the left to let you merge, either speed up or slow down so I can return to the right lane where I was. I can't tell you how many times I've sat with my turn signal on while the driver I just let merge just hangs out beside my trailer. It's just rude. And we consider others. Others, right?
Right. Also, if you're going to drive 5 miles per hour below the speed limit, stay in the right lane.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a purpose for those lanes, right? And the passing lane is the one to the left. Truckers also say if you can't see our side mirrors, we can't see you either.
Yeah. Learn that in driver's ed. And final, from actual truckers, what are road courtesies that maybe regular drivers can offer? They say never, ever, ever pass on the right.
Uh-huh. Right.
Don't do it. Not safe.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And where would we be without our truckers?
Well, we're seeing now. Yeah. There's a shortage. Yeah. We're seeing what's happening.
Yeah. So. And also, frequently, before there were cell phones, it was the truckers who would notice an accident or someone stranded, and they would call it in. And they've just always been sort of like the good citizens of the road. So we appreciate
you. If there's anything we're missing, truckers, if you're driving through Western and Central Wisconsin, tuning us in right now, give us a call, 715-396-1670 to leave a voicemail. But we just want to say, again, we are family. You are part of the family, whether you're a regular in our area or just passing through. We love you guys. Drive safe today.
And if you call, lay on your horn. We'd love to hear that as well.
396-1670. We're making the signal.
At WWIB.
Good one.
All right. Well, I can tell you the day I started working here as well, back in 1985. It was 2 years before Caleb was born. But it's 12 years ago today. You started here at Wibwogo Radio. So congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, June 8th, 2009. I said this off the air not knowing that it was going to become a whole thing here.
Well,
but
you're fascinating to us.
Yeah, we're happy.
It's a dozen years. Yeah, so happy to be here and happy to have been allowed to stay here for so long.
Well, I was celebrating earlier in January because it was 10 years that you did the morning show, and it's gone through different generations, and this is the best now. But anyhow, I mean, it's and that's a big accomplishment because I've been a part of the morning show myself over the years, and to keep that, but 12 years here, and how'd you end up here?
Well, I graduated college out in Ohio in early May of 2009. And if you remember 2009, job prospects weren't exactly burgeoning.
No.
And a great recession.
Yeah. So I came back home and I was like, what in the world am I going to do? I have college debt and I love being at home. I love being with my family. But there was kind of this restlessness of I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to. I went to college to get a job.
Right.
And so just kind of struggling with that and doing some projects. I painted a big fence for my dad and I'll remember this. Pat Swanson, Mrs. Swanson, was my 4-H group leader, and we've known them for years and years. And she had called my mom, and again, one mom to another, looking out for the kids. And she'd call my mom, and she said, WWIB is hiring. Maybe Caleb would be interested in that, knowing that, again, I was in electronic media as my major.
Right.
And so, yeah, there was an opening in sales here. And so, yeah, I applied. And again, late May to early June, Steve Flater, the former sales manager here, gave me that opportunity. And June 8th, 2009, I started here with my shirt and my tie in the warmth. And
that's great.
Yeah, again, have always been ups and downs in this road, but about a year and a half later, the opportunity to join on the year, I think it was before that, Halvo and I, we did some play-by-play sports together, and I was doing color, and at some point, to be honest, Halvo, I think you were like,
yeah,
this game is kind of boring, why don't you take the reins?
Right.
And so you said, hey, do some play-by-play, and of course, I'd listened to a lot of play-by-play folks growing up, and so it was rough, but I did my best and kind of got the itch for that as well, too. And again, just throughout those years, just more and more opportunities have been graciously given to me here. And here it is 12 years later, and I don't feel as old as I am. It seems like not too long ago that, and again, just graduating college, and then here I am well on my way to middle age, right? At 34, the ripe old age.
So life, it took you on a path that you didn't really expect. It brought you home, but in this world of broadcasting, you thought it was just be sales, but then your gifts kind of shone through.
Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah, or maybe there's just no one better.
No, your gifts shone through.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I call him our Giannis or LeBron here, just because you fill a lot of different slots. I mean, you can it may have started in sales, but I mean, you've got into the on air. You do such a good job with production, and you don't do anything halfway. I mean,
no.
If Caleb's going to do it, he's going to do it. You may have started in the play by play. But to great excellence in so many ways. So we're so glad to have you here. And 12 years, congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
So take a few days off.
Yeah,
in fact,
I'm going to.
I think he's going to for the VBS kickoff. Good yesterday?
It went very well. And again, always room for more. So again, my home church is Providence Church up in Rice Lake. And that's where I'll be the next 3 days, Lord willing, helping out with VBS. And so all are welcome 9:30 to noon today and the rest of the week.
Uh-huh. And at the center of it all, between WIB and WOGO, I mean, we're all about here, Stewards of Sound Incorporated. The message of this tune, I think, sums it up, right? I mean, Maddie Mullins, we want to show people the cross.
Mm-hmm.